have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
This is Apostle P.D. Westbrook, and I want to invite you to join me here on the Elation Radio Station podcast every Saturday for Shabbat Saturday. It is going to be absolutely epic. Hallelujah. So join me, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Elation Radio with Dr. Kimmy Kim. Shabbat Saturday. Shalom.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Welcome, 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 peace and everyone to Shabbat Saturday. We are excited about what the Spirit of the Lord is going to do on today. It is a very special Saturday. One, because of our special guest, but two, because this is the Saturday, 24 hours, we are going to be in the new year, the new Jewish New Year, 5783. Listen, it will truly be Romans 8:19, the manifestation. I pray that that's the right address. Amen. But it mentions the manifestation of the sons of God, that all of creation has been moaning and travailing and groaning for in Jesus' name. So I'm so excited about the next 24 hours. Indeed, people of God, as the Spirit of the Lord just gave me a download and just impressed in my spirit, we are going to see mass deliverances, mass healings, hallelujah, mass salvations. The church is going to be unified, and we are going to see the Spirit of God move in such a measure that it will not be competition but completion, because he is coming sooner than we can possibly imagine. So I love this song that we heard, amen, that I have come, me, Apostle P.D., hallelujah, Westbrook, Apostle Dawn, I have come to the end of myself. I said, Lord, I yield in the name of Jesus. But listen, I just want to say thank you so much. I am Apostle Dawn, amen, also known as P.D., amen. This is Shabbat Saturday, and I just want to thank the Lord for the opportunity of being here on this platform called Shabbat Saturday that is hosted by Elation Radio and Dr. Kimmy Kim. We thank the Lord for this platform. Indeed, it is a voice, a vehicle, amen, that is being used in this end time to declare the kingdom of God, amen, and his soon coming, but also to shift our mindsets and our paradigms and let us be positioned and ready for his coming. So we thank the Lord again for your being with us. Amen. Please let me know. Amen. Sound check, producer, if I am loud enough. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, we thank the Lord again. This is Shabbat Saturday. And the Word of God tells us in Revelation 4:11, you are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power. Hallelujah. Why? Because he created all things, and by his will they exist and were created. Hallelujah. You and I were created for him, for his purpose. Hallelujah. Created to worship him, created to Shabbat him. So now we lift up our hands. We bless the name of the Lord, who is indeed Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Ro. Amen. We were created for worship and to praise his name. Again, this is your host of Shabbat Saturday, Apostle P.D. Westbrook, also Apostle Dawn, and that's what we do here every Saturday as the Lord give us the liberty to do so. And I just want to thank you again for tuning in on this very special, as I said before, Shabbat Saturday with our featured guest, none other than T.K. Ware, amen, the man of God who is led by the Spirit of God, who provides leadership, amen, to the body of Christ, who was anointed and appointed and given divine direction to declare the gospel of the kingdom in the name of Jesus. I bless the Lord for this relationship and this connection. This man of God has authored at least over 40-plus books, amen. He is a youth mentor. He is the CEO of Insightful Creation Publications that have reached coast to coast, even in Amsterdam and Africa, amen, across the waters. borders, amen, without walls, hallelujah. That is what the kingdom of God is supposed to be about. And outside of writing, amen, he is birthed and is passionate about souls. Do you hear me? Souls. And delivering folks, amen, of all nationalities, colors, and creeds from the darkness of sin in Jesus' name. I thank the Lord again just for the honor of him being here on this platform with us, because indeed he is aware, as I and others, that there is a great shaking going on in the heavenly realms. And we have been given the authority to speak and say something, hallelujah, to Shabbat, our awesome God, to bring forth the good news of the gospel, amen, and the kingdom, and to encourage you, our listening audience. Because this day, hallelujah, is the day that the Lord has created and made, and we are here to Shabbat him, and we will be glad in it in Jesus' name. So glory to God. TK Ware, men of God, welcome to Shabbat Saturday.
Thank you for having me on. I'm humbled by this process. I'm humbled just to be upon your great show.
Well, you are too kind, man of God, but I know, you know, albeit you're a humble man, and but you are such a powerhouse and a force to be reckoned with in the name of Jesus. I want you to go forth and just to move in the realm of his glory, and as the Spirit of the Lord would lead you to release a word to those that are here with us and those that will be listening to the replay in Jesus' name. King TK Ware, you are released as the Spirit of the Lord leads you.
All right. Before we begin, let us pray. Now, Lord, we bless and praise your holy name, Master, because of who you are. Thank you, sir, for your love and kindness and how you have continued to watch over us. For, Lord, you count not our mistakes, but thou seest our heart in all things. And for that, Lord, we say thank you. For thou judgest not as man judges, but thou judgment is righteous. And for that, Lord, we say thank you. Now, Lord, we ask you to word my mouth. Give me that which you have given in simplicity that the hearers may receive. We bless your name, Jesus, for those who are listening and for those who shall listen. And Lord, peradventure, we ask you now to forgive sin, those who have knowingly went against thy will and those who are not even aware of being against thy will. So we ask you now, Lord, to let your blood be applied. Let your grace and mercy cover. In the name of Jesus, amen. And we're not going to trouble you too long, but the Lord has a word, and we thought on what he would have us to say, you know, for this time. And, you know, after wrestling back and forth, you know, because you want to make sure what you're saying is not only beneficial, but it's firstly from the Lord. And as we settle in our spirit to see what he would have us to say on this wise, a title came before me, Season of Declaration. You know, a lot of people know and a lot of people don't know, but we are, as the woman of God spoke, we're about to enter into a new time, actually, a new season. You know, a new place where grace and mercy can and will be applied. And so if you have your Bibles, and if you don't, that's fine. I'm going to read it. I'm going to read a few passages of scriptures from the book of 2 Kings, chapter 6, 15 through 17. Before I begin, I give honor to whom honor is due. Of course, to Jesus, who's the head of my life. I give honor to my pastor. I give honor to the woman of God. I give honor to those who continue to lift me up in prayer and for those who are yet seeking to do the will of the Lord. And the scripture reads in 2 Kings, chapter 6, verse 15 through 17. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host encompassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? And he said, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elijah prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see and behold. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elijah. And so in this passage of scripture, we have the man of God and his servant, and they were about to go into a battle. And the servant saw those that were against them. You know, a lot of times we're going through situations in our life, and we see the opposition, and we don't realize that as great as the opposition may be, there's even greater, a greater army that's yet waiting, but you just cannot discern. And so this man of God began to see that the army was in vain, and he saw horses and chariots, and he saw this army, and from the eyes point of view, this army was more than just he and his master. For he saw he and his master, and he saw this army encompass around him about to attack. And at the same time, his master, who is aware of what God can do and is aware of what God will do, began to tell him that you know, fear not. In other words, listen, don't be afraid of what you see. You know, you may not see the hand of God, but he's here. You know, he told him, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. You know, so we are going through various situations, and we're dealing with circumstances. And sometimes we allow the circumstance, get this here, to dictate our stance in God. So we allow what we are faced with to determine what we will and will not believe. This servant saw this army, and he immediately thought, okay, they're about to overtake us. They are about to destroy us. There is no way that we can overcome them. So for that split moment, he forgot that God is God. And regardless of what is going on in your life, regardless of what you are faced with, God said that I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And then God said over there in Jeremiah 29, this is what God said. He said, I know the thoughts that I think toward thee. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. And I like this part. And God said that his thoughts are thoughts of peace and not of evil, but to give you an expected end, meaning that regardless of what you are thinking about or regardless of what you have allowed to enter your mind, I want you to catch that, allow, because we have to entertain those negative thoughts. And once we entertain those negative thoughts by belief, then those negative thoughts will consume our world, and then we will find ourselves walking in negativity and walking in disbelief. And so we, too, will see things surrounding us, things encompassing our life that would seem as if God is not even concerned about what we're going through. Lies in his mind, he couldn't see a way out. And so when you allow your circumstance to dictate what you believe in God, then you, too, will see no way out. But then in verse 17, Elijah prayed and said, open his eyes. So a lot of times that we are walking around blind. We walking around, and see, here's the thing that a lot of people need to understand and realize, that everyone has a measure of faith. What do you mean, TK? Well, for the most part, you got in your vehicle, right? And for those who have jobs, 9 to 5s or whatever your hours may be, you drove to that destination. And so while you was driving, you didn't even think about the car on the other road was going to run head on and hit you, did you? No. Because subconsciously you believe that if you turned the ignition and drove your vehicle and you had to be there at a certain time, you was going to get there. That's faith. Faith in Hebrew says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we have a measure of faith because we go from day to day. But then that scripture over in Hebrew says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. So right there, the scripture is telling you, don't base what you believe on what you see. So you may be going through, as they say, hell and high water, but don't base your belief on what you see, because God is still God. And his love for us is agape, meaning it's not conditional. That there are not certain things that we can do to earn God's love. The Bible says that, John 3:16, for God so loved the past tense, the world, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe on him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
See, love that is past tense, meaning that this love was manifested before we were even conceived in our mother's womb. So before you entered the earth, God knew you by name. And before you could say anything, God knew what you would do. And so that scripture in Jeremiah, I like the latter end of it. It says that, if he tells you that my thoughts concerning you are not evil. But the latter end of that verse says to give you an expected end. In other words, that when you place your trust and belief in God totally, that there's an end of expectation waiting for you. There's a pathway of expectation waiting for you. There's a journey of expectation waiting on you. But you have to trust in the Lord. We're in Proverbs now. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And let me, trust really is. When you look at the word trust, within the fibers of the definition, you'll find the word confidence. Now, confidence is not automatically given. You don't automatically have confidence in someone's ability if you don't know them. So for those who know me, or for those who do not know me, you know, if I told you to get in this truck with me, you know, and then if you looked in the back seat, and if you saw rifles and guns and so on, and I told you we're going to go down this dirt road, right? And before we got to the dirt road, I picked up another guy named Dexter and placed him in the vehicle. And he had guns with him as well. And he had dark clothing. And I told you, get in the vehicle with us. We're going to go down this dirt road. And you haven't spent time around me, haven't spent time around Dexter, then you would think, what is going on? These two men with guns, and I'm riding down a dirt road with these two. What is, so you don't have confidence in our well-being concerning you. So you will be frantic, right? You will be afraid. But if you had spent time with me, or if you had spent time around Dexter, then you will understand our nature, you will understand our character, and you will understand that if there are guns in the vehicle and we have on dark clothing going down a dirt road, then we're going to go hunting. But you cannot know those things unless you have spent time. Same thing with God. When you spend time with God, when you spend time in his word, when you spend time in prayer, when you spend time in worship, when you spend time with him, communing, then you will understand his nature, then you will understand his ways, then you will understand how God feels concerning you. And God said, beloved, he said, beloved. Beloved means deep love. He said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. So God is concerned with your prosperity, but hold up. He said, even as thy soul prosper. So he's concerned with the well-being of your soul. And not just finances, but God is concerned with everything that deals with us. And so in that passage of scripture, God was showing the servant, as he is showing us, that in this season, this is the season of declaration, that if you speak a thing, you can speak, and if you believe, the Bible says before you come to God, you must first believe. Believe that he is a rewarder of them which diligently seek him. So when you go to God in prayer, you can't go hoping and wondering and confused. Because when you declare certain things, a declaration is a formal or an explicit statement or announcement. You know, how many times have you been sick in your body or hurt? And the Bible says by his stripes we are healed, right? And so sometimes that you cannot see that healing. But see, now you got to fall back on faith. Faith says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What do you mean, TK? That if you can see it in the eye of your mind, what's the eye of your mind? If you can imagine it, if you can close your eyes and see, regardless of what, hello, your circumstance dictates, if you can see your deliverance, if you can see that point of impact, if you can see a change, then the scripture says that if you hold on, it'll manifest. And so I've had situations going on in my life, you know, over the years. And I was, okay, by stripes I'm healed. But there was no manifestation. You know, I'm still going through the situation. I didn't allow my circumstance to dictate my stance in God. I continue to, hear this now, I continue to speak what I saw until I saw what I spoke. I hope you caught that. I continue to speak what I saw in the eye of my mind until I saw what I spoke. And so in time, that which I continue to declare and continue to believe manifested itself because the word of God is true and it cannot lie. Over there in Romans, you know, it says, I beseech ye, brethren. I like this one here. By the mercies of God. It's Paul talking. Then he says, that you present your bodies holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. But get this here. The second verse says, and be not conformed to this world. In other words, don't think as those that have no hope. You know, don't allow your circumstance to dictate what you believe. Don't walk around here wondering that no one is with you when the angelic hosts are yet encamped about you. Don't be as those that have and know not God. And the scripture says, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So there has to be a transformation in the way we think, in our thought process. We can't, hear me now, create a God that we want to serve. We have to serve the God who is. So we can't fashion God into this box and fashion him into do this and do this. And if you don't do this and if you don't do that, then you not know that's not how you enter into this season of declaration. You must come into who he is. Stand that his grace and mercy is new each day. And the will of God wills for you to do those things that are pleasing in his sight. But that moment of transformation occurs when you transform your mind. And I've often said, look, you don't know it all. And sometimes you are the one that's wrong. And, you know, a lot of times that we feel as if we don't need any help, or we feel as if I got it all. I got it all together. And I'm here to tell you that you don't, because the Bible says that he that says he without sin is a liar. So there are moments in your life where you have made mistakes. There are moments in your path where you have did things that God did not smile upon. And I'm here to tell you that God do not smile upon sin. He loves you. His love for you is agape. His love is not based on condition, but God does not smile at sin. So don't go around thinking that you can continue to do things that are unpleasing in sight and he continue to smile at you. No. That's not the God that the Bible speaks of. That's not the God that we serve. But see, when you succumb to the will of the Lord, when you humble yourself, and be honest with him. You don't have to worry about trying to word your prayer or try to speak so eloquent or try to play around, because God knows you better than you know yourself. The Bible says he knows the number of hairs on your head or the number of hairs that you once had on your head. God knows the exact number. What does that mean? That means that he's that much concerned about you, that he knows you. The Bible says over there in the book of Genesis, when God told, many of you know the story of Sarah and Abraham, and they were of well age, amen? And the Bible says that the servant, the angel of the Lord, began to speak and told Sarah that around this time, make sure you shall conceive. And the Bible says she laughed in her mind, and he heard. So you may fool man. That's the point I'm getting at. But you cannot fool God. And so he wills for you to come. You know, because we must come to that place where we trust him totally. Get this here. Without reservation. What do you mean, TK? When you go to a hotel and or when you book a room, you know, you want to make sure that the room accommodates your needs, whether you need this or that. Whatever your needs may be, you make the reservation based on your specifications. And if your specifications are not met, then you expect a refund, amen? Or you would just go to a different place. You know, or if the hotel says one thing and you have paid your money, then you expect whatever you paid for to be there. And if they cannot meet it, sometimes you may act out of character because of what you expected to have. But see, when you trust God, you can't have limitations on that trust. If you do this for me, I trust you then. Or Lord, if you can show me this, I trust you. Or Lord, if you can bless me with X amount of dollars, then I'll be ready to trust you. It doesn't work like that. So you must trust him totally without reservation because God knows exactly what you need, how you need it. And get this here. And we had a few more things we're going to bring out, and that's all he wanted me to share. The Bible says that the Lord is our shepherd, right? I shall not want. I want you to listen to that word, want. I shall not want. In other words, that he's going to make provision for you. You know, a shepherd, if you know anything about shepherd and sheep, that a shepherd would do anything that he have to do, anything that's required to make sure the well-being of that sheep is there. When danger comes, the shepherd is going to fight. He's going to fight off any type of evil that may try to attack the sheep. But God is saying that, the scripture says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So you don't have to worry about your wants, right? And over there in Philippians says, but my God shall supply all of my needs. Uh-oh. So now we have identified wants, and now we have identified needs. So now we're talking about necessity. There are certain basic things that are of necessity for our existence, and God is saying that, listen, if you can bring yourself into this realm of trust, if you can bring yourself into this season of declaration, then I'll supply all your needs. But I need you to believe that I can. And the Bible says that he can do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Did you hear the scripture? That he can do exceedingly above and beyond. So whatever I can imagine or think of, the scripture and God is saying, I can do better than that. But here's the one that really I love. I love them all, but listen to this one. Over there in Psalms, this is chapter 34. He says, delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you desires of your heart. Wait a minute, TK. So what are you saying? I just named three different things, your wants, your needs, and your desires. And a desire is a choosing of a particular thing. It's something that you want. You really don't need it. You really don't, you don't have to have it. It's just something that, you know, you just want, okay. It's just something that will make you smile. So God is saying that if you delight yourself in me, son, if you delight yourself in me, daughter, then I'll give you desires of your heart. But I want to see you smiling. I want to see you happy. I want to see you bask in my glory. I want to see Matthew 5. Now, I want your light to so shine before men that they may see your good works. In other words, that they may see your stuff and glorify me, which is in heaven. Because when they see what I'm about to do for you, when they see what I'm about to bring you to, what they see what I'm about to deliver you from, then they're going to know that it had to be me that did it. And by doing so, then that will be the witness and the glory will be unto me. So God is saying that our wants, needs, and desire can be met if you trust in him totally without reservation. Easier said than done, but we must come to the place where we do it. And there's one more point that he wanted me to bring out. And before I say this last point, and it's not going to take long, for the next 5 seconds, I want you to think about what you want God to do in your life. Think about what you want Jesus to do. Think about what you need from Jesus. This is your time. This is your moment. At this time, right now, heaven is listening. The Lord is watching. So take the next 5 seconds, I'm going to count to five, and just think about what you want the Lord to do for you. And don't think and don't allow it to enter your mind if you're not going to believe. I need you to believe now. I need you to believe wholeheartedly. So strip away everything that you may have think. Strip away, repent of anything that you may have done up to this time, and take this 5 seconds and think about what you want the Lord to do. It don't even have to be for you. It could be for others. It could be for family members. I want, and this is what the Lord said. Based on what you just saw, if you took the time, if you were obedient and took that time, based on what just entered to your mind over there in the book of Jeremiah, I love this one. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27. It says, behold, in other words, consider what you just thought about. Consider what you're going through. consider what you will believe in. Glory. Whew. It says, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. In the latter part of the scripture says, is there anything too hard for me? And see, the word behold means to take note of what I'm about to say. Someone having power, authority, or influence, a master or ruler. God means creator and ruler of the universe. And so God in his totality, the Almighty, is asking you a question that only you can answer. Behold, I am the Lord. In other words, I have all power. I have all authority. I have all dominion. I'm the God of all flesh. There is none before me. There's none beside me. I am that I am. Ha, ha, ha. Woo! Is there anything too hard for me? But now we must find ourselves falling into the process of trusting in his word totally. For deliverance, trusting his word totally. For a way out, and trusting in his word totally for a change in our life. Let us pray. Now, Lord, we bless and praise your holy name, Master, because of who you are. For thou alone are worthy to be praised, Jesus. For thou alone are worthy. For thou chose us in you before the foundations of the world. Now, we bless your name, Jesus. We ask you now, Lord, to forgive our slothfulness. Forgive apathy. Forgive us in our life for things we may have been slothful at doing. Forgive us, Master, for not taking heed to your voice, for not taking heed to your spirit. Forgive us for walking in disbelief. Open up our eyes that we may see the hosts that are yet around us. Open our eyes that we may see your hand that is yet upon our life. And we bless your name, Jesus, and we will give your name the glory. Ah, we ask you now, Jesus, to be with us. Hide us behind your cross. Cover us in your shed blood. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, man of God, for that prayer and also for this word, my God, today. So much was just poured into our hearing. Pray that you all will take note that this indeed, this year, it is like none other, and I believe that there is indeed an acceleration in the spirit because of our Lord soon coming. He wants us to be in position and to accomplish all that he has placed in our hands, and this, again, is the season of declarations because we are entering into a new place. There is a shift. I know that word is used so kind, but listen. There is a paradigm shift occurring in the spirit, even right now. And man of God, I thank you for coming forward out of 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 15 through 17. I know it's going to be awesome in the replay. I plan to go back and hear it again. But indeed, when you see opposition, people of God, listen. There are more with you than against you, as the man of God was saying. There is a great army of angels that have been assigned to us that are waiting for you to say something, waiting for you to release something. You need to ask the Holy Spirit, heighten my discernment, my God, today, because the Master, our Father, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, we have such a great company of witnesses, even so, that are here to assist us, to help us to move forward, to press forward. You don't need to walk in fear. This is not that hour. Don't allow the enemy to muzzle your mouth. This is not that hour. Do not allow what you face to deter you. Believe God. Take him at his word, regardless of what you are faced with. And I love that scripture that came out of Jeremiah 29. His thoughts are not our thoughts. He has given us thoughts of peace. Why? Because we have confidence in him. What he has said, will he not do it? So stop entertaining the negative thoughts in the name of Jesus. The scripture tells us, take them captive. Don't give them life by repeating them. Don't allow the circumstances to dictate what you say or believe in the name of Jesus. If there was ever a time for us to apprehend the word and take it, literally take it to heart. Faith is the substance of things that we hope for. We know that the things that are seen, man of God, are they not temporal? But we look on those things that have what? An eternal value in the name of Jesus. Why? Because even before time, before we were even a thought in the minds of our mother, fathers, God knew us. He knew us so much that he already knew the beginning and end of us. And again, I love the scripture that says that his promise, we have an expected end. We can trust in the Lord with all our heart. We can have confidence in him. And that story that you gave, that interesting nonetheless regarding Dexter and his company, amen. I just gleaned from that. And I understand that even being able to discern when you have an intimacy with the Father, when you have been acquainted with him, when you have acknowledged him, you're going to know the moves of the Father and those that are not his. Amen? And just like our intimacy with him, he is yet concerned with everything that concerns us. But the caveat is that he is well acquainted with us. Oh, Jesus. He is well acquainted with us, TK. Glory to God. So speak what he is showing you, not what you are seeing. And what you said, speak what I saw until I saw what I spoke. It's like, speak those things that are not as though they are. There must be a change in our thought process, and we need to stop limiting our Father. Come to him who is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or even imagine. Be transformed, be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and trust him totally without reservation. I love what you, when you said that, because it made me think about Gideon, who had what he gave he gave the Father, like, you know, okay, if you are who you say you are, then conditions, that's the word. He gave us regarding that fleece. Amen. But in this hour, I'm telling you, because it's moving so expeditiously, man of God, do you not agree also that, I mean, look, I looked up, it was Monday, and now it's Saturday.
Yes.
And I just got word that in Israel, and this is part of the end time signs, that they found 5 red heifers. Go and look at your scripture regarding that, people of God. I'm telling you, time is winding down. And the Father is like busting a move. I mean, he is breaking out all of the go, past go. This is me. Hear my voice. But you've got to be in relationship with him, one, and trust him and take him at his word 100%, two, glory to God, and just be like, you know what, sets your face like flint. I don't care what it looks like around me. Listen, 5783 is going to bust a move in the body of Christ. It is going to confound, amen, the wise, because he is certainly going to use the foolish ones, amen, those just have the audacity to believe God and take him at the word, at his word, at his word, at his word. I'm on fire for this one, man of God. You just struck a chord in me. Our God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask. Hallelujah. Period. Period. No discussion. Hallelujah. Nothing else matters. Just take that word and run with it. Hallelujah. And have faith in that word, because he is not a man that he should lie.
Mm-hmm.
And I love what you said, when, and I've read that just last week. He said, I am God. Is anything too hard for me? I am God. And you know what? No eye has seen, no ear has heard. It has not even entered into your heart the things that I am, has prepared for his people. Listen, people of God, I love this word. Thank you again, TK Ware, I was about to call you, give you a title, amen, amen. But I know that you're not caught up in titles, amen. But people of God, open your eyes, open your ears, and understand. And so that you can have the capacity to see that there are more with you than against you, and receive the word of the Lord in this hour in Jesus' name. Thank you, man of God. Thank you so much for that word, my God, today. I pray that you will come back. I'm going to reach back to you, amen, that you come back next year in the name of Jesus, because I know that you are a very busy man, so I just want to give you my just appreciation of taking time out of your schedule to come and be with us here on Shabbat Saturday. Listen, tell the people of God where they can connect with you, and also some of the awesome projects as you're led by the Spirit of God, because I know that you move in silence, amen, but that you're free to release in our hearing so that we can go and follow you in Jesus' name.
All right, for the most part, you can find me on Instagram at TK Ware. You can find me on Facebook. I'm in and out. I don't really do Facebook like daily like that because of my schedule, but you can sometimes I may share a few things. And you also can, of course, go to Amazon, and you can go to the website and check out a few things. And there are some other projects we have working on that we're not going to get into, but what we want to say is that, you know, if you're looking for some type of inspiration or encouragement, feel free to reach out to us, and I'm sure maybe a few of my writings or, you know, any of my creation will be a blessing. And one thing I want to say about my creations is, you know, everything is God-centered, so you don't have to worry about whether it's fiction or short stories. You don't have to worry about any type of vulgar language or anything of that. So it's suitable for all ages. It's all Jesus and strictly Jesus. So you can find me throughout social media in various places.
It's my publisher. Glory to God. And I am so honored to be in the insightful, amen, what we call it, ICP family, amen, glory to God, creation, insightful creations, publications in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And I'm just telling every young author that I come across, man of God, and sending them your way, because truly this publishing house has been a blessing to me. Hallelujah. And I'm sure to the body of Christ as well. Well, people of God, listen, much has been said, much has been released. The Lord God is doing a new thing, a new thing. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's being released in the atmosphere in the body of Christ. God is creating a new path in the midst of the chaos. I'm not saying, and I'm sure the man of God would agree with me, that we're going to be walking through, amen, the Garden of Tulips, but listen. In spite of all the chaos that will be breaking loose, because you know what they say, where sin abounds, grace abounds even more. The Spirit of God is about to bust a move that has never been seen in the church kingdom, amen. But we that are called by his name, we shall do great exploits. We are going to be shifted into a new thing in 5783, into a season of reaping and a season of plenty, because change is here. The door is open. Walk into your new. Listen, people of God, he is a good God. He's going to do a new thing for you in this season, for me in this season, for TK Ware in this season, for Dr. Kimmy Kim in this season. And we are truly at our place of victory, and we receive it. In this new year, 5783, hallelujah. Father God, I thank you. Let your presence fill the earth, hallelujah. Let your presence fill the earth, Lord God. Let the glory of God be seen amongst us in the name of Jesus. We bless your name and declare that you will demonstrate your mighty power. Your mighty power, particularly in light of the word that we have release in this hour. We stand in agreement, Lord God, with what you are about doing and are doing in the next 24 hours, my God, today. So, Lord God, we shabbat you again. We bless you. We worship you. We extol your name. We exalt your name this day and expect a great move of God in our lives during this season. Hallelujah. And we decree and declare your mighty acts. You are almighty God and all-knowing. We believe, God. Hallelujah. And we bless your name. Hallelujah. With all that is within us, Father God, we bless your name. Thank you for fulfilling your purpose in our lives. We thank you for your soon coming in the name of Jesus. According to your word, Father God, in Romans 8:19, hallelujah, for the earnest expectation of creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Father God, thank you again. Thank you for this experience this afternoon here on Shabbat Saturday with, I was going to say, Dr. T.K. Ware. Amen. I keep wanting to give you an elevation. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord for you. Thank you for touching the life and nature of God within us, Father God, that change is indeed taking place now. And we want to say thank you, each and everyone, for stopping by for another Shabbat Saturday. Thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Elation Radio family, iHeart and Spreaker Radio, hallelujah, and Blog Talk Radio. We thank the Lord for this platform. And we pray the Lord will continue to bless you and continue to enlarge your borders and territories in Jesus' name. Thank you, T.K. Ware. The Lord bless you, man of God. Love you so much for being our guest and joining us on this Shabbat Saturday, my God, today. And listen, all of you, come back next Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another Shabbat Saturday at this great station, Elation Radio. And again, Dr. Kimmy Kim, our producer, we thank you for your example, woman of God. May the Lord God continue to use you greatly. Now, please close us out. Love you, everyone, and shalom. The Lord bless you.
Oh. What I need. Holiness On you.